our deepest sympathies go to James's family and his wife Noreen, son Owen, and daughter Emma, and husband, his wider family, and everyone in Kildare and Donegal and outside who knew and loved James. I'm English, you know, and it's just very hard to find words to say this morning, Greg, and we were just in total shock and disbelief as we learned of James's death yesterday. A man I played with, played against, and worked with in the ESB for many, many years, and also a selector with me with the county minor teams in the mid-90s. And James was just a wonderful chap, a wonderful footballer, skillful, you know, and very, very proud man to wear the Donegal jersey, Greg.
And we've seen sort of with the Mayo win this year where the whole country outside of Kerry perhaps sort of, you know, felt like it was a more relatable win. And we kind of did that in 92, didn't we? And James would be very familiar to the GAA world outside of Donegal, not least, I think, because that victory was so emotional and so special.
Exactly, like, you know, Mayo's one really was a replica of our one in 1992, and I indeed was very privileged to be there, like, and just to witness that there. And I suppose talking about, you know, what I will remember most about James, you know, as the man behind the football, he's a great character, and he was a loyal teammate and an out-and-out gentleman, you know, and as you said, like, there's a special bond among that group of players of 92, and James was a very important part of that. And as a teammate in 92, I was privileged to share with him one of the most important and unforgettable journeys in Donegal. And, you know, we went through the highs and the lows together, and we fought together, and ultimately, you know, we reached the pinnacle. And a couple of weeks ago, like, we all witnessed that as well.
Yeah, for sure. He collected an All-Star in 92. I think he scored a point in that final, and he'd made his debut 2 years before and won Ulster the year following, and then in 92 as well. So he was really part of that squad that built to that glory.
He was indeed, and played a very integral part, and a great forward, a very gifted forward, a skillful forward, and he was a great reader of the game as well. Like, and for a small man, like, he created a lot of damage to the opposition, and most opposition will tell you that James McHugh had to be watched, you know, and he was just a great player. And I suppose with that as well, James is also, you know, he's also a great family man, and himself and his wife Noreen are very, very, very close, and well, you've seen one, you've seen two, and immensely proud of Owen, son, and Emma as well. And, you know, James had a great sense of humour, Greg, and always great company to be with, you know, and he was a great man to tell stories, and he had a great memory, you know.
Yeah, of course. And you know, obviously, I mentioned his importance on an inter-county level, but like so many players, before, during and after, it's all about the club. And, you know, he was an integral part of course, Kilcar. But what that means is, you know, the entire community is feeling this morning, Anthony.
Ah, exactly. And not long alone Donegal, but outside Donegal as well, yeah. Greg. And James was very, very well known, like, outside his native county here. And you know, I suppose, as you said, he played a very integral part as well in Kilcar's success, you know, and their championship victories and that there. He was a very, very hard player to market at club level, you know, as well. And his input to them ones were huge as well, you know.
All right, okay. Listen, yeah. Thanks for helping us
to
pay tribute. I wish we weren't having to, but you know yourself.
I know. And I suppose before we finish, Greg, I would just like to thank James, you know, for the memories. Hard about this and the words, but the laughter and the battles, and, you know, for being part of a chapter in my life and all our lives that, you know, none of us will forget. And I suppose when I think back to 1992, I don't see the cup or the celebrations these days. I just see the faces, you know, the men, you know, they shared that journey with me, and James will always be one of those faces.
Yeah. It's a family. It's a family, isn't it? And there's a bond there.
Yeah.
Anthony, again, personal condolences to you and James's family and the wider community. Thank you so much indeed. As I say, I wish we hadn't had to call you this morning. Mary Coughlan is the chairperson of the Donegal GEA board. Mary, thank you for joining us. And like Anthony, because we're a small, tight-knit community, even though we're a vast county, people are going to know James through the GEA, but also having a personal relationship there too.
Well, look, at people in Donegal are heartbroken news that came through yesterday evening. And, you know, I've known James all my life. He was a modest man. He was a family man first and foremost, a Kilcare man and a Donegal man, and a great colleague, because I would be very friendly with people that have that worked with him as well in the ESB. So it's just a personal tragedy for the family, for the McHugh family, for the Kilcare GAA and the people in the community and the people of Donegal. I think this is the first of the 1992 team that have passed away. So, you know, it resonates. Great difficulty for a lot of the lads that were on the team, because as teammates they've always kept in touch and have been great friends and colleagues over the years. And we also feel for Noreen and hope to God that Noreen is going to recover and recover well, and also Owen, whom you know is on our panel, and his sister. So it's a very difficult time for them. And then, you know, the McHughs have been synonymous with Donegal GAA, with Martin and James, and then the next generation, you know, so and I'm sure there's a new generation there too, and they'll continue in that ilk of being very much part of the GAA family. And I suppose very proud of the fact that this year they celebrated the Comórtas Peile na Gaeltachta, which was a fantastic GAA and community event. And I just listened back on James's interview on RTE, where he was very proud of the fact that the club was hosting the Comórtas. And as we all know, it was a very, very successful occasion for them. So on behalf of Donegal GAA and the GAA community, we just want to extend our heartfelt sympathies to the family. And as I said, we pray and hope now that Noreen will come to a full recovery, and that the support will be there for the family to continue.